Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You're listening online. It's messed up. I don't know what's going on.
Sorry, it's not anymore.
That. Okay.
Fixed it.
All right. Well, it was messed up for the whole show. But thank you for fixing that. But yeah, we're online, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Turns out we didn't even need to be here the first couple
of
hours.
No, we were on the radio station.
We're
still on the radio.
A lot of people are listening to the stream.
Who listens on the radio?
We were told by our bosses to pimp the online just a couple weeks ago. So we're pimping that tab because people were listening habits are different right now. So I'm checking in to see if it's... Apparently, they were hearing Dr. Mina earlier, and then they heard two shows at once for a little bit. A little later on, we got Adam Ferrara, and we also have Ty Burrell going to phone the program.
Maybe we should tell them to keep an eye on that if they want us to promote the online thing.
Right.
We should probably have someone listening and maintaining. Just a thought.
Yeah. And Nick's here, of course, because he's essential, by the way. Not to his household,
get the
right?
paperwork to prove it. I don't think I'm essential at home.
Not yet.
You thought about being an advanced scout for picking up dog poop?
I don't think it pays that well. I think on paper the business looks pretty good.
Oh no, I'm just saying it's I'm being useful.
Yeah, well, you are. You're working. You're bringing home the bacon, man. You're bringing home the bacon.
Yeah, I can't pick up the dog turds at home. Yeah.
No.
Speaking of which, I guess that's gone through the roof, too.
What?
The price of bacon.
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah, Christy said it was pretty expensive. I never looked.
Well, I think people are cooking more.
If I want bacon, I'm just going to pay. I don't care. It could be $12. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't even notice. I would just grab that bacon because I feel like bacon.
People are cooking more.
I'm not a price checker.
Try sizzling.
BLT season is ramping up.
Turkey bacon's pretty good.
No, turkey bacon sucks.
Yeah, it's better for you, though.
No, not necessarily.
Well, it's better than beef.
Because it's still full of the preservatives. But the bacon is tastier. No arguing.
The odds makers at sports betting want you to place wagers.
On what?
Who is going to play Joe Exotic?
Yeah, that's what we're down to. Actually, you're going to wager on this stuff. Once again, even
in the film.
But somebody knows that.
Somebody will know. The guy who books I mean, I just think there's ways to make money on these things. Now, granted, usually these are smaller bets, so nobody's going to get rich.
There's a casting director who knows who's going to get that role.
A lot of people want that role, too, because it's a flamboyant role, you know.
The odds-on favorite. You wouldn't guess this one.
Dak Shepard?
No.
I saw he wanted
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, see, you're not going to guess this one.
Okay.
He's older than that, I think. But when you hear it, you'll go, oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Right.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, he's a great actor.
There's that.
He's a great actor. And the role needs, if you've watched any of those episodes, he's a pretty flamboyant character. He really is.
So Kevin Bacon, the odds-on favorite, $100 bet will get you $150 if he gets the role. Next up, it's Ed Norton.
Yeah, I heard Ed Norton. He'd be great too. Great actor.
And then Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Billy Bob would be great in that role.
And then David Spade.
No, David Spade's not a good actor.
Well, don't place a wager on him.
I think that's why he should get it.
He's not a good actor at all.
Because
man. He's okay in sitcoms,
really.
But he's not this kind of actor.
But he pulled off the mullet in Joe Dirt.
But he's not this kind of actor.
That's why.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're thinking this guy is Joe Dirt.
And then Ben Stiller bringing up the rear of the
Ben Stiller could do
options
too.
That you have.
Ben Stiller could do it also.
All right, we got
the, I like all those.
Official bacon price checker of the show, Joe American.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He ain't going.
Yeah.
He ain't missing the bacon.
Are my wife's reports accurate? Is the price of bacon up significantly?
I'm kind of like you, Todd. I have never checked the price of bacon, ever.
Whatever it is, it's worth it.
Just bacon, I'll take two. Now, there is something, though, that Mike said that I think in this time of emergency that I couldn't disagree more.
What?
Sizzling sucks.
Of course it does. It does, man. Yeah, I always throw that out there because you bacon freaks.
And tell him.
You bacon freaks lose your mind. You close your arteries and lose your mind on a daily basis, man.
Yeah, you cover sizzling with almond milk. That's the best thing you can do about it.
And turkey bacon doesn't cut it either.
I think it's pretty good, actually. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right, bye-bye.
See you, man. No, you bacon freaks are just crazy, man. That's why I mess with you.
Yeah, that's just horrible.
Right.
And
you're talking about turkey bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the favorites to play Carol Baskin. Top favorite so far, Wendy McClendon Covey. You may remember her from Reno 911.
I've already said that Kate McKinnon has that role.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought
this
as well.
This is so stupid, yeah.
Yeah. And Allison Janney, Kristen Wiig, Jennifer Coolidge, and Lauren Dern.
Looks nothing like Allison Janney.
What about Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what's Kate McKinnon doing?
They think she's doing this role, Carol Baskin.
That's what we heard, yeah.
And Carol Baskin, as a younger girl, they do flashbacks. She's a good-looking girl, but now she's just she's a heavy, matronly-looking woman.
Well, what I read, it sounded like Kate McKinnon was a done deal.
That's what I had heard as well. Yeah. Apparently, at my bookie, you can bet on things like whether Joe will get a presidential pardon and will Carol be found guilty of murdering her husband.
Once again, there's no sports. You know, I tweeted out last night. I was watching Michigan State Notre Dame from 2010, and I tweeted out, "Don't tell me how this ends," because I had no idea. And I know if they're reshowing it, it's a great game.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I didn't because it was late, but I could have watched the whole thing and not known. I mean, I don't know. If I didn't Google it, I could watch that game and say, hey, this is a good game. Kirk Cousins, Le'Veon Bell, or with Michigan State at the time.
Yeah.
And I forgot who was with Notre Dame, really wasn't paying attention too much, but I'm thinking, you could watch that game.
Yeah, they're not.
Unless you're some geek that knows every damn score of every game. I don't follow either of those teams. I don't care.
They're not going to show you a 41-7 blowout.
And it was also 2010, too, so it's one of those weird things. It isn't like an old-school game that was really famous and isn't like a couple years ago. 2010 is a weird and it was Kirk Cousins, Le'Veon Bell.
Did it look old?
Yeah. No, actually, it didn't. Some of those do look old.
Yeah.
This one actually,
even some that aren't from that long ago.
I was surprised that it was 2010 because I watched a little bit before I saw the date, and then I saw Kirk Cousins. Oh, this is going back a few years. But it didn't look old. In the mid-2000s, they look old. I think 2010, they started still looking. They looked sort of new.
The high def was starting to get
HD was prevalent.
High def was kicking in 2010.
I watched the Game 7 of the 1991 World Series with the Twins and the Braves.
Yeah.
And, you know, high definition wasn't around
and
then.
This is crazy. Because
I was just a kid when I first saw that.
You're a baseball fan. We're all baseball fans, but we're also not baseball stat geeks.
Right.
And I'd forgotten who was in the – you forget who's actually in – in World Series, but they're in 2005, 14 years ago, right? If somebody had a gun to your head and said who was in the 2005 World Series,
not a clue.
And then if I even say one of the teams, would you know who they're playing?
No.
Okay, the Chicago White Sox were the American League representative. Who'd they beat?
The other team.
Yes.
And Philadelphia.
Nope.
I remember watching some of that.
I'm not going to let – I said this earlier because some of you heard me. I'm not going to go and let you just guess. It would take forever. But
I got no idea.
The Houston Astros were in the World Series in 05 against the White Sox.
They were in the National League then.
Yes. We knew that. But I'm just thinking – I go. Whoa! Did I pass out that year?
Yes.
I don't remember. I remember the White Sox winning it. Now I look back on it, but I'm thinking that was the World Series.
Oh, the
White Sox and Astros.
White Sox won it.
Yeah, the White Sox won.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how much sports don't matter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much we care about them and how much they don't matter.
Well, for normal sports fans like us, I pity guys that pay way too much attention because that's their life.
With baseball, like with the Royals, I paid attention when they were in it, but right. If my team's not in it, I'm not
yeah,
really.
I know.
Might
yeah.
just, you know.
So 1 year in the last 30,
right?
Yeah. You've paid attention. Sorry, two.
Yeah, it doesn't require much work.
Well, I remember the Twins won the 1991 World Series, which is why I watched Game 7.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, I forgot how they got there. And
yeah. The heroics of Kirby Puckett.
That's right.
Well, that was in Game 6, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
I thought Kirby Puckett won in form in Game 7, and I was mistaken. I remember
it's weird
wrong.
How baseball stuff like that, like the legendary stuff, is like not the one, not the game that cinches
it's
you.
Not the game that cinches
it. The
at
actual
all.
Cinch
That's
game
right.
is just
That's
an afterthought.
Right. The Buckner, yeah, like when, the Buckner game is Game 6. Buckner's Game 6, not Game 7.
And when the U.S. beat the Russians.
Yeah,
that was Miracle on Ice.
That was, the game
that was not the gold medal game. No. That was to get into the gold medal game.
Right.
When Bartman wasn't even the final game, was it?
No. What was it?
Bartman?
No.
In Chicago?
No.
That was like Game 3 or something.
They had one more game left.
They still played the whole thing on that guy.
Yeah, they still played the whole
thing. Remember what you did yesterday? I don't know. Can you just win today?
Yeah.
Well, if I remember right, I think they could have wrapped up if they'd won that game.
Yeah,
right?
But they had one more game at home the very next night, and they lost it.
Oh, that's right.
So it was a Game 6.
Yeah, it was Game 6.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, Craig?
So, Brenton, they are trying to get more tests going for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And
is that guy just saying there's plenty out there? Everybody gets them? Because that's what our guy says.
Yeah, we got millions.
And the cult believes that. All
yeah, I don't worry about
all
it.
The cult believes that, but it's fake. It's,
all you
got to
do
it's
is
a lie.
Ask and you can get one.
It's a lie.
So they got a bunch of stuff from overseas for their tests.
Yeah.
And it's contaminated
nice.
With
Corona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Damn.
God.
We didn't want the used ones.
This is those were going to Britain.
Have you seen how far back that swab goes in your nose?
Yeah.
I hear horrible things.
Oh. It's the back of your skull.
Way back. It pokes a hole in the back of your head. The test would suck. And we've all had that swab for the flu. They go back fairly far, but not that far.
I've never had a nasal swab.
Oh, my God. It's annoying as hell, man.
Yeah. The picture looks like it's hitting your spine.
Yeah, the picture looks like hitting your spine. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was telling you, I found out the stream wasn't working through my sister and my dad are in two separate places listening to the show online back east, and I said is it okay now, and she finally texts back, are you talking about bacon? That means yes, it's live, although that could be a repeat. You guys bring up bacon a lot.
No, it's fixed. I got a hold of the right people.
Good, keep them on speed dial.
Thank you. At TNT Radio Empire,
if that's still a thing.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, it's just a favorites
it's
list.
Favorites now. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Buddy of mine's a Cardinal fan. He watched the 2011 World Series, Game 6. He was still anxious watching it. I did the same thing. I watched the Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl the other week, last week, and I was bitching at the TV.
The nerves kick in.
Knowing the team was going to win. I'm yelling at the Cardinals when they scored and went ahead. Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I watched the
fourth
quarter.
I'm like pissed at them. Like, like they're going to win it.
I watched the fourth quarter of the Vikings-Saints playoff game. Yeah, yeah. We're like from
you should go back and watch old Viking Super Bowls.
About that, 4 months
that'd
ago.
Pick you up.
No, I don't watch old Viking Super Bowls.
They're replaying the Minnesota Miracle tonight.
Yeah.
I've seen that
on
one
on FS1.
Yeah, I saw it live, and then I watched a repeat of it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I thought you said you were watching this year's Saints.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 2 years ago.
But I have seen that one, too.
Okay. What's on tonight?
I think I have it in the DVR.
Of course you do.
Because I saw it was there and I was off to do something, so I said, well, I should just record this.
No.
I also saw tonight they're replaying the Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl, which was a turd.
I loved that.
Oh, that's the first snap?
Yeah, the one that went over Peyton's head and it was just over?
Oh, yeah. And they were also I was watching last night, too. I get one of those stations, maybe the NFL Network. They were showing the Flacco-Ravens beating being the Niners.
Okay.
And the lights went out. Yeah, and they came back and they were talking about how they're going to get ready. They must have showed, they probably shortened it was 64 minutes that they didn't play in that game.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Oh. But I'd forgotten. Remember the kneeling guy there, Kaepernick, is the quarterback, you know?
Well, I just, of 53 Super Bowls now, 52, that's probably one of the five worst.
I know. Oh, that the Bronco one?
The Bronco Seahawks.
That makes no sense.
Why would you replay that?
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
To torture, it is. To torture dumbass Bronco fans.
The Broncos were never in that game.
No.
They just play
it was beautiful.
Because it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
And a lot of those Super Bowls they're replaying, they do the halftime, too. Like I saw Paul McCartney.
Oh, the singing? Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember
it.
When Paul McCartney did the halftime show.
Yeah.
It might have been
mid 2000s, probably.
Giants and Patriots.
I think that was shortly after Janet Jackson. Had her nipple out.
Yeah, might have been.
Yeah.
They were like, who's the safest choice?
Yeah. Paul McCartney's nipples.
Yeah.
No.
Paul McCartney is not going to whip it out.
Does he still have that piercing?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The coronavirus is killing everything. It's not likely now that enough signatures are going to be able to be gathered in time to put a ballot proposal to legalize recreational marijuana before Missouri voters in November.
That's same thing here,
sad
probably,
about
too.
That. Yeah.
Probably the same thing here. Ricketts probably loves that.
Yeah, they need it.
You can get margaritas through drive-thrus, but you can't get legalized weed in our state.
No joints.
No joints.
Yeah, they've not come anywhere near the number of signatures they need.
Hey, vodka and tonic, I got 5 more miles to drive.
And now that the public gatherings are being banned, they're not going to be able to get them this time.
Yeesh. Yeah, when we do go back to pot smoking parties, joints will probably be the order of the day. Everybody gets their own joint. Because not everybody's going to
smoke passing.
Yeah.
Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side.
If you're holding a joint, it's burning and you're wasting the pot, right? By yourself.
But you can't do that anymore.
I know.
No.
Well, just do edibles, man. Just
there's no
edibles.
Joint sharing. There's no bong sharing. Yeah. The ritual is going to go away, I'm afraid.
I don't think so.
So you just have to make smaller joints so it's just enough for you?
Yeah, you can roll a small joint.
Full size.
Everybody gets their own joint.
Or just challenge yourself.
But if you're holding the joint, it's burning and not wasting.
Yeah,
you're wasting weed, right?
Well, you could put it out.
Every time? You can light it every time?
Sure.
Hey, you smoke a third of it.
Yeah. I think you will be, Todd, I think you will be careful. But I think there'll be a lot of dumbass potheads, and I know some of them, that will just still be passing the joints back and forth again.
Yeah.
It's over.
Not even thinking about it.
I ain't shared a joint with anybody in the future. No way.
Of course you are.
No, I'm not. Why? When I can just, you know.
What if a whaler passes it to you again?
Man, it's different.
Or Snoop. Or Willie.
I don't plan on be hanging out with any of those guys anytime.
But you
soon.
Never know.
No. I thought he was talking about a guy.
I'm telling you, man. Craig doesn't think I'm going to. I'm not going to shake hands.
I thought he was talking about a guy on a whaling ship. I forgot it was Bob Marley's Whalers. Whalers? Why would he be? Aren't he on a whale ship?
You have to, man. He has a harpoon.
Yeah.
Or one of the Hartford Whalers.
Try to keep up.
Yeah.
Todd was there, dumbass.
I know.
He was smoking the joint with the whaler and me.
That is still one of the best logos in sports, the Hartford Whaler.
Yeah, it is.
NHL with the whale tail.
We'll take those calls. What's your favorite logo?
Of the devil.
No, we won't.
Puss will take them, and he won't pass them along. I just want to drive him crazy.
I will give you Tyler's cell phone if you want to talk about that.
I saw a guy.
That's sports radio. We don't step in their bit.
Saw a guy wearing one of those when I was allowed to leave the house.
Right.
It was in Colorado somewhere.
I did see a cool Browns logo. Actually, they've got all the NFL draft hats are out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Browns, instead of just like a patch of brown, it's like some mascot. I've never
really
seen that.
Yeah, I heard
before.
They're doing
a little
something.
Elf guy.
Yeah. Is that what it is? No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, a little pixie guy.
Yeah. Just a dude. Yeah, because they couldn't just put like, you got to put something
on
it.
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
No, you can't just have brown.
Yeah, a brown square.
Oh, no, a lot of times they'll just put the orange helmet logo.
Yes.
That's the Browns logo, which is just boring and dumb.
Yeah, now they got to do, it kind of reminded me of the, who's the Pistol Pete?
Oh, it did?
Okay. Kind of like him.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I've seen that guy before.
Yeah, he's got pointy ears.
Yeah.
He's not very popular, but I see him around every once in a while. I think it's old.
Yeah, it looked old.
Yeah, call Puss that, your favorite mascot.
Do not.
That's good. That's good sports radio talk today.
Gonna get 40. Oh, Herbie. Yeah.
So we talked about Tiger and Phil playing golf.
Yeah, and Phil said, "Yeah, I'd be up for it." Oh, it's in the works, right?
He said that it's in the works.
Yeah, I keep hearing it's going to happen.
It is also apparently in the works that joining them,
is Brady and Manning.
Will be Brady and Manning.
See, that's unnecessary.
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I saw that too yesterday. I just thought it was some Patriot fan I know just throwing it out there. And I'm thinking, I don't want to see that.
If I want to see somebody skull one out of the bunker and shoot it way over the green, I'll go play.
They're decent golfers. Of course they are. But I don't want to see those guys.
I don't want to hear them talk either.
That's another thing.
Apparently, the 18-hole charity event will take place 2 weeks before pro sports leagues return.
Well, we don't know when that's going to happen.
All right, so 2 weeks before that.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
My God.
2 weeks before when?
We don't know that. Well, we know we don't know that, but 2 weeks before then.
That's not the answer we want, Craig.
Jesus.
How about this week?
We don't know.
2 weeks before.
We don't know.
That's 2 weeks from
never.
We don't
know.
What does 2 weeks from never mean? Nothing.
We don't know.
2 weeks before nothing.
We don't know.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. It's stupid.
Well, they should do it now when everybody's looking for something to watch. When there's hope on the horizon,
I won't watch.
No, instead, we'll
set you're going to watch it.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
Right. Just Tiger and Phil, I'd watch it. I ain't watching Brady for 18
yes,
hours.
Yes, you are.
No way.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
I like Manning, but I'm not going to watch Brady for 18 hours.
You will certainly watch this no matter who's playing.
I got stuff.
See, you don't!
the thing I'm worried about is...
I
think Tiger and Phil will be fairly unedited and unfiltered.
Yes.
I don't think Brady and Manning will.
No. Especially Brady, because he's actually still playing.
They'll still be sticking to their squeaky clean image.
Yes, they will.
They'll have their filters on.
Right.
Phil will just be up there like, yeah, nice shot, MF-er.
Yeah.
But looking forward to that 2 weeks before an imaginary date.
Pro sports leagues return.
That's even more arbitrary, too. Pro sports leagues.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Which one?
Can we be more vague?
The 12th of never. I think that's what's played.
Yeah, we could be more vague.
I suppose.
We could. Sometime in the next several years.
Okay. Well, that's
more vague.
That's the same.
No.
I'm pretty pessimistic about everything right now. You know, I want to be more optimistic.
Yeah, that could
not
be.
Me. I'm optimistic.
I'm good. I need you to help me out, Craig.
When the pro sports leagues return.
I look on the bright side of life.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And it's a low bar in this room.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're happy to have that perspective.
Yeah. So when are they playing again? 2 weeks after we don't know.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before everybody else.
But they're ruining it already.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They're ruining it already.
No, they're not.
First of all, that's not social distancing. You need only two guys. You know?
Well, 2 weeks before the pro sports leagues return, I think they figure they're going to be fine then.
All right. And
they can still say, stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
It's a golf course. Damn.
Yeah, there's a lot of space on a golf course.
Yeah, I'm not
there's a lot of space on a golf course.
Yeah, but they're going to have a crew. You're going to have at least a couple cameras.
And those things
Get rid of Brady and Manning.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
I like the idea.
Yeah, you would.
I'd rather hear the caddies talk to those two.
So would I.
I would like to hear the caddies as well.
So would I.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.